Hey, this is a special Destination Zero podcast series from Cummins Group in India under the aegis of its popular Cummins PowerPods podcast. In fact, the Destination Zero strategy is a labor and mission of passion and deep commitment for the Cummins Group in India. And I, your host, Pawan R. Chawla, founder, editor of MediaBrief.com, am delighted to welcome you to a chat with our distinguished guest, Anjali Pandey, Chief Operating Officer of Cummins Group in India, on its Destination Zero strategy for zero emissions. Anjali, welcome to this episode and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Pawan. It's good to be here.
Thank you, Anjali. And I too am looking forward to an insightful, inspiring chat with you on a topic I believe to be of great significance and which I believe you and the entire team at Cummins Group in India treat as a mission to empower India on the road to zero emissions. So, Anjali, let's begin, shall we?
Sure, Pawan.
The Destination Zero strategy is huge for Cummins Group in India. Anjali, why is it such a driver for all that you do?
Climate change, Pawan, as you know, is impacting human lives. And this needs to be reversed through decarbonization.
Yeah.
And so decarbonization, we feel, is a growth opportunity for Cummins. It's aligned to our mission of making people's life better by powering a more prosperous world, which is a healthier and a sustainable world. And Destination Zero is our strategy to make it happen. So like you say, it is a big driver for Cummins Group in India, and not just in India, I would say globally too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, as you're aware, Pawan, every sector and certainly every industry segment needs to think and act on decarbonization. Now, particularly focusing on the commercial vehicle industry, we are working on reducing emissions and moving to this net zero levels. And what we at Cummins hope to do is to help rally every stakeholder in terms of greater awareness, information, even support to inspire every cohort to make this difference happen,
right,
and help define the path to get there. Because it's not an easy one.
Absolutely. So, Anjali, as an expert and specialist, why is mobility transportation a key sector that India plans to decarbonize as part of its environment sustainability initiative? And how will India achieve it?
Pawan, fossil fuels have been the mainstay of mobility for several decades now. And India is heavily dependent on importing these fuels. And so transitioning to electric mobility driven by renewable power and hydrogen would play a key role. But it won't be a light switch event given the challenges of infrastructure, technology maturity and unit economics.
Right.
So in the interim, it will be important to move towards a low carbon fuels like natural gas and biofuels that help us enable this less carbon intensive transition that we want to make.
Absolutely. And Anjali, what are the barriers or challenges to decarbonization in the Indian automotive industry?
Well, I'd like to call them stepping stone milestones that India would need in terms of getting to this decarbonization world. And I can see that, you know, there are three opportunities here.
Okay.
First one is, how do we get the infrastructure developed and ready? And what that means is we take a holistic perspective. We go after well-to-wheel kind of an approach, right, for decarbonization.
Okay.
This is a complete approach. It will help with, you know, our agenda on climate change. It also is essential for economies of scale for any technology adoption, which at a mass level, if we want, we need infrastructure to be ready and ready to embrace the change.
Right, right.
The second aspect is, you know, if I look at the CV industry, you know, we need to recognize that there can be multiple solutions to achieving decarbonization and multiple approaches have to be taken so that it meets the needs of our customers. It helps with the overall affordability, the overall economics, because every technology option that we have has its pros and cons, right? And if we have to achieve this at a well-to-wheel level, it's really important that we diversify our technology solution approach.
Right.
We must address the unique needs of every application to evolve this entire ecosystem that brings in the right technology that matters and brings down the overall cost for the end user.
Absolutely.
The third aspect of it is to think about the fact that this will be a lot of investment that will need to go in research and development.
Okay.
Particularly if we want to localize this, we don't want to be dependent on imported supply chains, right? That's not good for the end customer, certainly not good for our country, right? We want to be able to localize these technologies. Yeah. And so this requires like a partnership approach, right? Commitment, support, cooperation between the regulators and the technology providers, right? As to how do we deal with this high cost of R&D, and government's already looking at this and helping us work through that, right? So these three approaches in terms of, you know, getting the infrastructure ready, making sure we bring in the right technology that matters, and then working through the cost impact on R&D would help us with this decarbonization journey and help us get there faster.
Absolutely. Very succinctly, you've put down these three steps, three important areas. And a very good thing that really stands out is the commitment to purpose with which you are actually investing, you know, high amounts on research and development, and that eventually is going to actually benefit India. So wonderful. So Anjali, we'll talk about that too. But first tell me, which fuel will work best for India?
In my view, Pavan, there is no one size that fits all, right? So it's going to be an array of solutions that we'll have to work through. And, you know, we are also trying to achieve multiple objectives. One, we want to go after mass adoption through fit for market technology, right? That meets the end customer needs, you know, in terms of economics, in terms of overall performance, in terms of the objectives the customer has. And secondly, we want to make it in India.
Wow.
We want to localize it. So India is not dependent on import supply chains and, you know, the energy strategy, the energy aspect is secured.
Wonderful.
So with these two objectives, therefore, there's going to be an array of solutions that we have to work towards. And we believe in this aspect of continuous improvement rather than targeting only perfection, right? Perfection will happen. But what about today? How can we improve today?
Yeah, I must interrupt here and tell my listeners, our listeners, you put it so beautifully when we were, you know, speaking just before we started the recording. You said, we believe that continuous improvement is better than postponed perfection. So how well you said it. Yeah, please continue. I'm sorry I interrupted you, Anjali.
And so there must be this approach, right, that we take of using zero emission technologies wherever possible. And in the interim, also look at low carbon fuel where, you know, we're not able to introduce these emission technologies.
Right.
So why wait, right? I think that's the aspect.
Lovely.
We must act now.
Very well said. Continuous improvement is better than postponed perfection. And we cannot wait for a perfect solution. We must act now. Truly, very nicely, Cummins Group in India and you and your team are walking that talk, and it's not just talk really, because I've seen a lot of things that you all are doing, and your Destination Zero strategy for decarbonization is truly amazing. So Anjali, tell us about some focus areas out here.
Sure. The way I think about it is how can we embrace low carbon fuels, right? Natural gas for that matter, and build tighter emissions by using the current technology. So let's not waste time. Let's go after low carbon fuels, natural gas today, and build tighter emission standards. Already we are at BS6. How can we get to BS7 quickly? While continuing to build infrastructure through renewable sources at scale in parallel.
Okay.
Whether it's greener grid, greener hydrogen, and make it available at the last mile. What I mean is at the stations, at the pumping stations, right? Make it available. This will help mass scale adoption, whether it's of the EV technology or hydrogen technology, and, you know, help this journey go faster. You know, on hydrogen, I want to say we can certainly look at hydrogen internal combustion. I think it's a great technology, and eventually get to fuel cell. A basis the end use application, embrace the right technology that can make a difference for our customers and help with the overall decarbonization agenda. So I want to particularly call out the hydrogen ICE technology. I feel it can make a difference in the commercial vehicle space. It's easy, it's more economical, it's fit for commercial vehicle applications. Our trucks are running 800 kilometers a day,
right.
In some cases 1,000 kilometers as our infrastructure is getting more efficient. And so we need this technology because, you know, there is no refill needed. You can complete your mission and then go for a refill. So it's just fit for purpose.
Lovely. You know, Anjali, I just asked you for the focus areas and you gave a really amazing short reply to a question that I know you can speak for quite some time on. Great. Right, Anjali, here's my next question. Which do you at Cummins Group in India feel is the ideal zero carbon emission solution for commercial vehicles and why?
In the near term, I feel this hydrogen internal combustion engine is the ideal zero carbon emission technology for commercial vehicles in particular.
Okay.
And when we use green hydrogen coming from renewable sources, this is an amazing affordable solution on the decarbonization journey. I want to call out why I feel that. Existing engine hardware can be modified to, you know, embrace hydrogen fuel and combustion system. We know how to make engines and related ecosystem is already ready. So it's not a big transition. The existing vehicles can, without much modification, right, continue to exist. It's cost efficient. We have this parameter of total cost of ownership, which is what does it mean for the end user, the person who's using our products, and it makes sense for them. And a good part is you can use low purity hydrogen. You don't need really very, very high quality fuel. You can use lower purity hydrogen and this technology works. It's quick refill time as compared to what's available today on batteries. And you can complete your mission. So like I said, our trucks are running 800 to 1000 kilometers a day. And in one fill, you can complete your mission. Which is where I feel the hydrogen ICE, internal combustion engine, is ideal in the near term. And we can quickly transition to this zero emission technology.
Excellent. Excellent. Anjali, shifting gears a little, you recently said that Cummins Group in India is making significant investments to introduce fit for market. And you said that just now too. Green powertrain solutions that will be made in India and for the world. And that is truly laudable. So tell us more about Cummins Group in India's focus on enabling and empowering innovation across its entire network.
So Cummins, Pavan, is driven by innovation and constantly we are evolving our designs, our technology that can help us bring best-in-class products. And we've been around for 100 years globally.
Yeah.
And in India, we've been 60 years in India, right? So we've been around for some time.
Right.
We believe in integrating with both the upstream and the downstream channels to give the market we operate in sustainable business solutions that can drive mass-scale adoption.
Very key.
Because you don't need onesies, twosies. You need a scale adoption to make a difference.
Right.
So delivering the right solutions at the right time for our customers is very important to us. And we've made good investments. Let's see, if I look at over the last 10 years, it's $1 billion investment that we've made.
Wow.
In our manufacturing site at Fulton. We call it the mega site. We have the India office campus that we've built. And our world-class research center, we call it the technical center in Pune. And we have 21 manufacturing plants across the country, 20 dealerships that serve our customers, 450 service points, 200 care centers to take care of our products over their life cycle.
Lovely, lovely.
If you look at the Fulton campus that we have, it is 225 acres housing, 4,000 employees, manufacturing for India and for the world out of this facility. And the tech center is absolutely state-of-the-art. We have the state-of-the-art test cells, labs, a lot of innovation happening, 2,500 engineers working, supporting R&D work, design work. And last but not the least, I believe we have great talented people with diverse backgrounds, truly believing in diversity. They are the true power behind our success.
Now, can you shed some light on Cummins Group in India's technology readiness? I mean, we've heard about innovation, the people, the entire amazing infrastructure you've built in India, for India and from India, making for India and the world. Shed some light on Cummins Group in India's tech readiness as you embark on the journey to decarbonization.
That's an excellent question and something that we are working towards every day. So I could have a very long reply, but I'm going to make it short. So, you know, like I said, innovation is at the core of everything that we do. So we believe in rapid progress while integrating this wide range of power technologies that I talked about, so that we are able to leapfrog to this zero emission world with the right technology, whether it's fuel cell, it's battery. Certainly this hydrogen ICE technology that we talked about, right, from improving the current ICE technology to moving to this zero carbon hydrogen ICE technology, right? An immediate shift can bring in the results. And so continuously innovating to bring the best out of our products is where our focus is. And lastly, we certainly want our products to be connected and digitally be the best platforms available for our end customers to meet their objectives. So all of these platforms are digitally enabled.
Excellent.
And while all of this infrastructure is shaping up, the journey of Cummins Group in India to decarbonization continues with our advanced diesel technology solutions as well. Abiding the most stringent emission norms of BS6, we are already BS7 ready. So like I said, we are focusing on continuously improving today while targeting to get to perfection.
Amazing, Anjali, really. That's a really multi-pronged strategy with truly solid investments into every important area. And in its mission to help take the commercial vehicles industry in India to zero emissions, Cummins Group in India has left no stone unturned. So kudos and I dare say gratitude for that, Anjali, to your entire group.
Thanks, Pavan.
More strength to you and your excellent team, Anjali. And thanks for having given the time to appear on this episode of the Destination Zero podcast on the popular Cummins Power Pods podcast series. I'm sure our listeners will be inspired by your insights and guidance. And everybody will actually step up, even those not connected with the commercial vehicles industry directly, but everybody is, everybody uses the benefits of those every day. They will also step up and I'm sure hopefully will help spread the word about all the wonderful things that Cummins Group in India is doing.
Thanks, Pavan. Thank you for your kind words.
Anjali Pandey, Chief Operating Officer, Cummins Group in India, was my distinguished guest on this episode of Destination Zero podcast series on Cummins Power Pods podcast. I hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it useful, as I most certainly did. This is your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, founder editor of MediaBrief.com, signing off. Thank you for your time. Stay safe, drive safe. Bye-bye.